Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. This episode is a fun one, let me tell you, because obviously I'm pumped for it. It's what I say every week, and I'm really pumped for it, but it's also going to be a little bit more special. Why? Because I am celebrating the 1 year anniversary of my best-selling book, Own Your Awesome, on LinkedIn. Can you see the confetti cannons? I should probably do this on YouTube so you guys can start seeing what I'm doing. I'm literally tossing confetti in the air right now. I'm sure you can picture it in your mind's eye because you often see me doing it online. I cannot believe it's been a full year since I launched this book into the world. Just like holding her in my hands is still kind of like shocking, or like, I'm not really shocked. Like, I knew she was coming into the world. Just holding it, though, is like, it's just, oh, she's so pretty. Not just me on the cover. The book itself. Making this was such a labor of love and awesomeness. And I can't wait to dive all into it. So it's been actually, as I'm recording this, we're actually 2 days before it's been a year. So technically, this upcoming Friday will on June 6th. 2025 will officially be the 1 year anniversary of this book being launched. And as like a celebration and just moment of reflection, I wanted to take some time and share with you three things I learned since this book was birthed, if you will. And it became a bestseller. Like, the coolest things that have happened, people that have come into my world, opportunities that just appeared because of this. Now, I'm not 100% sure it's just because I became a bestselling author. I really think it's about me completing something that I've always wanted to do. And I've recorded a few different episodes during my journey of writing this book and what it took to get here. So I will link those in the show notes below so I'm not like repeating myself too much. But this book, if you've been following me, has led to some crazy things, even me winning the lottery. That is a doozy. Wait till you hear that story. It'll be in the show notes. All right. So what started technically as a guide for LinkedIn became this full-fledged personal branding and visibility movement. It has turned into a book club for myself, and multiple book clubs have featured this book in their groups. I'm actually going to meet one of those groups in person next week on June 10th, if you're in my local area. Allison Beyer has done of the Level Up Lit Club, has used this awesome book, if you will, as her second, I think, believe this is her second book she's featured in the Level Up Lit Club experience. It is a new reading community here in the Capital Region where I live in upstate New York. And my book is the second book that they're featuring. And so they've been reading it for a month, and they're going to gather together at the Palette community in Saratoga for the celebration, the ending of the book club experience. And I will be joining them in person, signing autographs, answering questions. It's going to be a whole vibe. So even if you didn't join the book club, you can still probably join the event. So maybe I will actually add the links. I'm going to write that down. Link to Level Up Book Club in the show notes below too, because if you happen to be listening to this in real time, as in like the week before, I betcha you can still grab a ticket to be able to join the experience at Palette and see me in person and all that good stuff. And it's okay if you don't have a book. I'll be selling some there for those who don't have one. Or you can easily grab it on Amazon. It'll be delivered in a day or two, and you can show up with it then. So it's been quite the whirlwind of this branding, LinkedIn, visibility movement. I've been talking a lot about visibility on LinkedIn lately. I'm really, really connected to the idea of visibility and how to get visible, not only in the strategy, but in the mindset. And because building confidence and building momentum within ourselves really does a phenomenal job leveraging what we need, the energy to become more visible online, in person, on stages, all the places. So this has become a whole movement, a conversation starter, a catalyst for so many women to get online, to be seen, to be heard, and to be paid, because that's what it's all about, friends. I don't just do this for fun. However, it's more than just celebrating this milestone in this episode. I kind of wanted to pull back the curtain, if you will. I'm doing it in a few different ways, things that I've learned along the way, because publishing this book is one thing, but living in alignment with what I put in this book, I mean, of course, a lot of it is my story, so I'm already living it, but continuing to live this out, continuing to own my awesome on LinkedIn is something else entirely. Right? There's so many people who have written a book or have read a book and maybe implemented what was in it, but it is a whole nother thing to make it your new lifestyle. So there's a few different lessons that I've learned while writing this book, and mostly this is about what I've learned in the year since it's been out. I've learned... One of the biggest things I've learned, and this is my lesson number one, if you're taking notes, if you're driving, just keep on driving and enjoy. The biggest lesson I've learned is that we are more ready than we think. Now, that in itself is a doozy. It could be a whole separate podcast, and maybe it will be in the future. But for now, it's going to be lesson one. It is a huge lie that we tell ourselves that we need more time. We need more experience, more clarity, more tech, whatever. And if I'm being completely honest, which I am here because I got nothing to hide, and because I probably already said it in the past anyway, I was not what I thought was ready to write a book. When I made the decision to write Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn, I knew I wanted to write a book. I actually knew I wanted to be an author many, many years prior to this book coming out. I had known back when I was a 9-to-5er in higher education. So that's taking me back to like the early 2000s, 2006, 2007. I probably knew I wanted to write a book before that, but it got really real for me when I entered into my master's program at SUNY Empire State in Saratoga, because somebody asked me, why are you getting your master's? Like, you're already a director in higher education. Why, you don't need a master's, or you've already gotten this job? And I said, that's great, but I'm going to write a book someday. And I know, at least in my mind back then, in my 20-something mind, I said, in order for me to gain more credibility and to be seen as an expert or a thought leader or somebody who writes a book, I felt I had to have a master's degree. So this isn't about the master's degree. This is about the fact that I knew very early on I wanted to write a book. Whether it was about LinkedIn, that's a whole nother story. I didn't know what the book was going to be back then. I actually put out a weekly, what I was an email, but I called it a newsletter called Weekly Realizations, Real Thoughts for Real Women. I don't know if you've been with me for that long, if you remember that. Please DM me. I remember Real Thoughts for Real Women, because it will be hilarious. I actually have all the emails. I actually wrote it in a Word doc and then would copy it into the email on floppy disks. For my younger audience, a floppy disk is, Jesus, I'm aging myself here. A floppy disk looks like a plastic square that is essentially a flash drive. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so I knew early on I wanted to write a book. When the time came for me to actually write this book, because I had a feeling that, you know, this idea came to me, this is what I was going to do, I actually stalled a lot. And it wasn't until my editor, my dear friend, Marcella Hammer, the resident unicorn, the CEO of the Palette community, told me that it was already written. And I remember that call so vividly. It was a Zoom call, you know, because we live on Zoom. And we were just having a little check-in, a little powwow. What's going on? I said, oh, how's the book coming? I said, I don't know. I'm having a really hard time putting it on paper. I said, I have all the ideas in my mind. I think I got to get like a program where I can like, you know, dictate it or something. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just really struggling to get it on paper. I don't know what the blocks are. She's like, it's already done. I was like, huh? She's like, it's already been written in this world somewhere, a different timeline, whatever. The book has already been written. You now just have to take the steps to confirm that. And she's like, it's done. It's already done. And I've literally lived my life. And Marcella, if you're listening to this, I love you. You know I do, girl. I mean, I talk about you all the time. I live by that motto. I've lived it from that moment forward, that it's already done. If you've been listening to this podcast, at least the last couple of episodes, you know I'm in the middle of 75 hard. And I renamed it 75 done because it's already done. Somewhere in this world, I've already completed 75 hard. The results are in. I look fabulous. I'm completely disciplined. And just to update you, I'm on day 45, BTW, if you are taking notes. So clearly, it is already done, essentially. But I have lived that motto, it's already done, since Marcella said that to me. So what that said to me was, no matter how excited or scared or how many doubts I had, I realized that it didn't have to be perfect to be powerful, right? Like, I just had to get it on paper. I mean, not even paper. I actually, what I ended up doing, and I tell this full story in an episode, I'll put it in the show notes, is I actually verbalized, I spoke the chapters into Voxer while I was on my morning walks every day. I already had an outline of what the chapters would probably be called or what the themes were going to be. And so I would just riff, because that's what I do. I used to be a radio DJ. Obviously, I'm a speaker. I can 100% just show up and speak. Obviously, I'm speaking to you now. I don't have this like typed up somewhere. I do have some handwritten notes that are quite messy. but I can just riff. So that's what I did. I would just open up my Voxer, which is hilarious. If you use Voxer, you know we get 15 minutes. So I had a lot of those messages. And I would say like chapter one, blah, 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 blah. And I would just start talking about it. Like, I would talk about how, you know, because chapter one is, part one is all about the energy. Chapter one is called The Energy of LinkedIn, if you have the book. And I'd be like, all right, The Energy of LinkedIn. And I would just start talking about it. And then I'd transcribe it. I'd email it to myself. I would edit it. And then once it became a finished product, I sent it to Marcella to edit. I don't know if she does this anymore, so don't ask her. She'll kill me for saying this. I don't know. I'm just saying, I digress. Don't bombard her with editing jobs or pay her a lot of money. All right. So the lesson is, you're more ready than you think, because I was stalling. And for whatever reason I was stalling, whatever reason you may be stalling on something that you've been dreaming to put out to the world, it's a lie. I don't want to say it's an excuse, but it was for me. And these are my lessons, so I can say what I want. So it was partially an excuse, but I have a hard time calling it an excuse, because I don't know what I was excusing. It was just me stalling to put it out to the world. I know fear of success is a real thing. I worked through a lot of that with one of my coaches, Jess, love you girl. And so I wasn't so sure that it was that. I think I had hyped myself up so much thinking that it's already done that I didn't have to do it anymore. But I really wanted to hold it in my hand, so I knew I had to complete it. So what I realized with the lesson of you're more ready than you think is that you just have to do it. Just whatever it is, whether it's publishing a book, which it was for me, of course, whether it's writing the keynote or putting your story on paper or in a post, or whether it's getting on stage and sharing your heart, or leaving the 9-to-5 and starting the business you've always had called in your heart. Whatever it is, you are more ready than you think you are. And if you need to talk this through, find me. We will talk it through. Get on my calendar, because the funniest part is I think I say this somewhere else in the book, probably in one of the book episodes. I didn't even have a date for publication. This book eventually became published June 6th, but I didn't even have a date of when I wanted to complete the book until I was in my mastermind. And one of my, she's my friend, but she's also a client and I'm a client of hers. I was speaking on a stage and I said to her, I was out in Manhattan, and I said, I wish I had a link to tell people, like, get on my wait list, you know, for the book. So when I do finish it and launch it, I could email. I have an email list, but I wanted a specific book one. The next morning I woke up and she said, hey, I sent you a link. I made you a link. She does, at the time she was doing websites. She manages my website. And I said, so right now she's a genius with AI. If you need anybody, DM me. I will connect you to her. Danielle, I love you. This girl has been a catalyst for so many of my dreams coming true since this book. It's been unreal. Talk about the people you roll with. It's another episode. I'll link it below. But I'm going to do another one about the people you roll with, because the people I roll with are just magic. I'm just saying. Anyway. Okay, I digress. So she sent me a link and it said that the book is being launched January 24th. And I was like, what the Sam Hill? Like, and I think I was speaking at this event December 10th? When? October? Oh, no, she said, was it October? Anyway, it was 10/24. The book was going to be launched 10/24. And I was like, what? No, it was 1/24. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this. I have a couple numbers that I connect to this book with. But she had said the book will be launched 1/24. And so 1/24 became my North Star, my guiding light, if you will, to complete this book. It was 1/24. And so I remember thinking, oh my God, like, I think I was speaking at She Leads. Yes, that's right. She Leads was 10/24. And so she said 1/24. And I was like, are you kidding me? You're giving me like 2 months to write this book. And she was like, yep, you're welcome. It's done. So I was like, wow, okay, good to know. And so having that date out there really made me push for that deadline. So once I realized that was going to be the deadline, it got me a little more like focused and fired up. So without getting into that story all over again, I really want you to know that if there's something that's on your heart that's meant for you, set a date, do the thing, put it on paper, call in your dream team, DM me, let me know, I'll hold you accountable, like find a coach, do something, because you may think you're not actually ready for it, but you are. And the fact that it's in your mind and you're thinking about it, especially you, I don't know which one you, I mean, it's probably every one of you listening. If I said to you, what is that thing that you've been dying to put out, right? It's June. It's June of 2025 right now. You're halfway through the year. If by the end of this year, you could do one thing that would catapult your business, your life, your existence, what is that thing? If you answered it right away, then you're ready. If you were like, I'm not actually sure yet, well, then maybe you need a little time to think about it, right? And figure it out. If you were like, nothing, I'm good, well, then cool. You're amazing. DM me, because I'd love to hear your story. So, but if you were like, launch the business, or launch the podcast, or write the book, or make that call, whatever it is, because you knew the answer, it's your time. Now is your time. So, lesson one, you're more ready than you think. Just do it. I'm so grateful I did, and I know you will be too. All right, lesson number two. This one is essentially based on the fact that I talk about this book a lot and I talk about the lessons and I talk about the strategies, lesson number two is visibility is a daily decision. And this one's a good one for business. And maybe you don't need visibility because of what you do, which I think would be weird. I'm super curious if you think you don't need to be visible in what you do. DM me. I'm curious. I'd love to know. But any person I've worked with business-wise or even corporate-wise needs some level of visibility to be seen, to be promoted, to be heard. People know your thoughts, know your voice, understand what your passions are, what your vision is for the company, for your clients, for your mission, for the nonprofit, whatever. You have to have some visibility. I think it's crucial to be successful in business. And it is crucial while I was writing the book and after writing this book to be visible and to speak about the value of visibility. So writing the book was a challenge and a blessing all at once. It was bold, it was inspired, it was all the things. Promoting it, that's a whole different story. Promoting it every day and talking about this book for a year when I had other projects happening, other events, speaking on stages, women I wanted to shout out. Speaking about and promoting this book every day required discipline, which is 100% why I'm doing 75 Hard, because I don't have a lot of discipline. As you know, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, I am of the when the spirit moves me type of flow, if you will. If the spirit moves me, I'll write a LinkedIn post. If the spirit moves me, I'll put a podcast out, which is why this is 2 days late. If the spirit moves me, I will do what I need to do. That does not sell books. Writing a book and just hoping people stumble upon it on Amazon is not a strategy. Now, I know you don't make a lot of money from writing books, and I've made, you know, probably less than $10,000 in this year writing this book or you know, in book sales, which it was never meant to be a huge thing. Although, if I'm being completely honest, I thought I would have made a little bit more, but actually the book sales itself was small, and it's nice to have because it was a line of business I didn't have before, but actually using this book to get me on stages, to get clients, to increase my visibility, that was the moneymaker. That was the game changer. So it requires discipline to be visible. Visibility is a daily decision. If I want to sell the book, if I want to even use the book to get me on stages, I need to be visible as much as possible. Now, I'm not saying you got to go out there every day and do your face, hair, whatever, put on the outfit and go live on LinkedIn or Instagram or wherever you live. But having some type of presence, which is what I talk about in the book, having some type of presence should be a daily decision, right? And so I think chapter 8 is presence makes perfect. It's not a big chapter. It's like 3 pages. But it's so valuable to have a presence every day in your industry, especially if you're at work, right? If you're a 9-to-5er and you are showing up to work like just half-ass, right? Phoning it in. You're not really making a statement. You're not really telling them you're ready for the next level. And if you're not, if you have no interest, that's all right too. This may not be the podcast for you, because I'm all about getting seen, all about the spotlight. And visibility is how you do it. So visibility is not a one-time launch. It really isn't about write the book and see what happens. It's an everyday choice to show up, right? To speak up, to stay consistent with your message. Even when engagement is low on LinkedIn, your energy is off, or doubt creeps in, I had to often throughout the year, especially when I found myself not posting about the book a lot. Like my banner has been my book. I have to update the banner because now that we have an option to do 5 banners, what? that's a whole different thing we'll talk about in the LinkedIn updates. I had to remind myself that people are watching. You know, my lurkers, I love you guys. You may even be a podcast lurker. You're my favorite people because you're actually who I'm talking to. Like the ones who DM me after every episode, I love you too. You guys are my fans, my super fans, my family, all of it. And a lot of you are my clients. And I'm so grateful for that. But the lurkers, and you know, listen, if you're my client, you know how I feel about lurkers. They're super lucrative because they eventually are the ones that just give you the money. They say, what do I have to give you? Because I've been listening to you, watching your content, reading your books, whatever, for years. And I know the value you bring. I can't imagine what it's like to actually work with you. So take my money. So I had to keep reminding myself all year. It was a daily decision to be visible, but the people are watching. My message matters. And to me, visibility isn't just about the vanity side of things. Like visibility, it creates impact. It's about showing up. Visibility is showing people that whether they know it or not, they're valuable, they're important. My message isn't always about LinkedIn, right? So it may not be about owning our awesome on LinkedIn. It may just be about owning our awesome. It may be about our personal brand. It may be about faith. Me showing up and sharing what's on my heart as often as possible is what keeps me in business, of course, but also keeps me connected to my calling and my reason for being on this earth. So the days I don't show up, the days I'm not visible, I'm not connected and it doesn't feel good. So I learned that visibility is a daily decision. There's numerous ways of getting visibility. It doesn't actually require you to show up in person, which I've also learned, and I'll be sharing a little bit more about that in my pop-up event, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But I realize that it's a daily decision to show up. It requires discipline, and those who are disciplined, I've learned, really have the most success. Because it's not just when the spirit moves you, it's when you move, you build momentum. So that's lesson number two. And lesson number three, and this one was actually kind of surprising. To me, lesson number three was about the message being greater than the metrics. And it's not just the Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn message, although that's what I'm talking about today. I obviously... Own Your Awesome is the main message, right? Like shining a spotlight on why we're here, who we are, who we're meant to serve. You know, my second book, obviously, Unlocking Success with Jack Canfield, has a separate message, more about my personal story and my faith, my connection to the light. But I realized in this year that the impact this book has had on people outweighed the metrics. Like, of course, the metrics being I hit number one, the sales rolling in, the money that came from it, you know, the sales that I obviously had from the books, but the sales to get me on stage, you know, the keynotes, the emceeing events, you know, the being recognized on the news, you know, like getting interviewed on cool podcasts and connecting. This book got me a lot of success. It led me to my next one, which was the Jack Canfield book, which got me on a red carpet, which took me to LA, which I'm up for an award in September. What? That'll be a different podcast. We'll talk about that. But the impact it had on people, I was actually really surprised about. I knew people would learn LinkedIn, right? I knew people would understand the value of being seen, creating and elevating their personal brand. I knew this would impact students, college age students. I knew it would really speak to executives at the higher level about the value of this platform for their sales and marketing and hiring, recruiting, all the things. I absolutely knew it would impact entrepreneurs and employees alike. But what I guess I didn't really connect with is how people would, I guess, connect with the story or the feeling and the energy. And I hoped they had. And it was an honor to still get people's DMs or reviews. One woman just today, actually in an email right before I recorded this, literally said to me, so she's a new client and we haven't even worked together yet. And she had said to me, I have your book. I read a chapter a day because a chapter of Miranda keeps the anxiety away. I was like, what the F? Like, this LinkedIn book is helping you to become less anxious in life? Like, what is happening? Like, it was such, it was moving. It was shocking. It was moving. It was beautiful. I've had other messages that are like, WTF, this book is not at all what I thought it was going to be. It's absolutely amazing. When I go to Amazon and look at the reviews, there's not a lot. And don't forget, I think in the last podcast, I said if you give this book an Amazon review, I will enter you into a raffle for something fabulous. I think it was a LinkedIn audit, actually. If I didn't say it out loud, that's what I'm giving away. And if it was something different, tell me. But I think that was it. So give me the next 10 people is actually what I said. So I see a few more. So I'm excited for that. Thank you. And so reading the reviews, there were like comments like, this isn't just for button ups, like, because some people think LinkedIn is a very masculine platform. It's for the suits, right? And this made her realize that it wasn't. Absolutely love it. You need this LinkedIn book. Energizing, motivating, informative. Miranda is awesome. Oh my gosh, that's adorable. Miranda is in the know of all things LinkedIn. Yep, thank you very much. I'm glad you see that. Book clubs, so much more than LinkedIn. I thought that was actually like, that's my favorite part, right? That it is so much more than LinkedIn. Like, this book was meant to outlast the algorithm. Like, it was 100% meant to be more than just LinkedIn. But it actually the real win from this, not just the hitting number one bestseller or being featured, like I said, in the news or the sales that came from it. The real win was the message from the women who showed up on LinkedIn, either updated their bios or got promoted because of steps they had taken in here, showing up online, owning the digital room, if you will. One woman actually said to me, I finally understand why I need to be seen to feel valuable. And I was like, jeez, girl, like, is this therapy for you? Like, you're welcome. Like, it was just, it was beautiful to hear the different perspectives. And, you know, I thought that was really cool. I screenshot all of these. I'll have to at some point compile it all and maybe put it out as a post. I'll get their permission first, of course. But it was just beautiful to me to see how much more the messages from these women and men too, but it's a very girly book. how the messages impacted me more than like the metrics, right? Like, I wanted to be held accountable in the beginning for how many books were sold and how many podcasts I was interviewed on and how many people heard the fact that I wrote a book. But that's awesome. And that, of course, expands my reach, which is, you know, my goal. But it was just such an impact to be reminded that success isn't just about the Amazon ranking or the likes on my posts. It's about who I was helping and the people who said that they too did something brave and bold as a result of reading this. So I thought that was pretty cool. So that's lesson number three. Lesson number three was that the impact often outweighs the metrics. So that was kind of cool. So think about that for yourself. If you're a 9-to-5er and you've got metrics, I mean, KPIs, hello. I mean, I dreamed about KPIs for years. Those are important, right? Because they, you know, keep your job. They help you to get reviews. People can gauge your level of success and impact. But think about what your work does for the people that it impacts, right? Like, when I was a 9-to-5er in HR, of course, people would be like, oh, how many people did you reach out to recruit for this job, blah, blah, blah. And I'd have to give my numbers. But it was the LinkedIn messages that said, I found this job because you posted about your time in the meditation room and how valuable it was to you to do your job better, to be able to take those 10 minutes to just meditate and then go back to work in the middle of the day. I think I want to work for a company like that. And I was like, yep. So that is what kept me tied to the work I did back then, you know, not so much the KPIs and the results of the work I was doing. So that was just one more lesson I learned. And I'm super curious how you can connect that to the work you do, right? The impact over the metrics. So how do I celebrate this? Obviously, this was a reflective podcast, but I really want to share with you the big way that I'm celebrating. Now, I know a few of you have asked, when are you going to do like a book signing or like an author's event? And I want to do that. I do. I want to do an in-person thing. I already have a venue picked out. I have a date. I want to do the Own Your Awesome Live in October, early October, probably. Actually, I think it's going to be 10/24, which sounds crazy, but I think it may end up being the date. I got to just like confirm it. So if you want to be one of the first to either sponsor or to grab a ticket or to maybe even have a table as a vendor, because I think I may make it a whole thing, like not just a me talking thing. It's going to be like a whole vibe. If you're interested in any of those things, shoot me a DM and remind me what you'd be interested in, and I will send you some information because I've got some preliminary thoughts. And if you want to be one of the first people to take advantage of it, you can be one of those first people. That's pretty cool. I'm sure there'll be benefits to it because the closer we get to events, we know things are more costly, there's less space, stuff like that. So I'm actually looking for a very fabulous couple of sponsors. We'll talk about that later. Okay, so how am I going to celebrate the actual anniversary, June 6th, which is in like 2 days from now? Well, if you're on LinkedIn, you probably saw, or maybe you were invited to my pop-up event. And that is what I'm going to do. It's an Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn pop-up event. If you're on my email list, you may have gotten some emails about it. If you're not, and you have no idea what I'm talking about, listen in. This pop-up event is going to be on Zoom. It is 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, Friday, June 6th, 2025. It's your LinkedIn visibility breakthrough. We're talking about positioning, presence, and getting paid on LinkedIn. We're going to dive into a few of the things I talked about today because it is a book celebration. So I really want to celebrate the book. I've got about 50 people who RSVP'd. So that's exciting. The whole point of this is not just to be, yay, let's celebrate, I wrote the book. I want to talk a little bit about writing the book and what has transpired since having this as a resource for my business, because I think that's super valuable. But I also want to talk about LinkedIn and personal branding and what has changed in the years since I've written this book. So I'll give you some updates, of course, my go-to visibility secrets that helped me turn my brand and book into a LinkedIn magnet, because hello, I would love to attract people. I don't want to go out and get them. I want you to come to me. It's going to be a live Q&A. Which is actually hilarious because I get a lot of people who DM me, can I pick your brain? And I'm like, ugh, I hate the whole pick your brain thing, but I always want to serve. So normally I will answer a question, you know, on DMs, or I'll send my link to be like, hey, if you want more than just that, let's hop on a strategy session. A 1 hour strategy session with me right now, as of today, is $500. We hop on Zoom, we go through your LinkedIn. I can do a baby audit. I can answer all your questions. We can come up with a strategy, but you get 60 minutes to essentially pick my brain, get all the answers, get a strategy, get set up, and go. This, I'm doing it because of my June 6th anniversary for $66. And let me tell you what else you get for it, because I know some people are like, why don't you just do it for free? Because it's an hour, right? Like, and it's a celebration. Why would I pay to go to your birthday party? I hear you. I do. But when we pay for things, we pay attention to them. And so you're going to get so much freaking value from this. This should be a $6,000 situation because not only am I giving you my visibility secrets for the book, for my brand, for LinkedIn and my business, I'm answering questions that you have about LinkedIn, personal branding, and business. No holds bar, no gatekeeping. Ask me a question about one of those three things, or I mean me in general if you want, but I don't normally charge for that. You will get the answer. And if you can't make it live, I'm recording it. So you will get the recording, which is kind of cool too. Another cool part is if you're getting this in time, people are sending me questions ahead of time because they know they can't make it. So they bought a ticket. They've sent in some questions. I will answer the questions that I've gotten at the end, outside of the recording or outside of the live call. So if they get answered, great, cool, I'll check the box. But after the live event, when everybody signs off, I'm going to stay on and I'm going to answer this list of questions I have that's going to extend the live event, which is kind of cool. So that's why everybody's going to want this this recording, which is nice. So it's going to be part strategy, part soul. You know me, talking about presence, attracting aligned opportunities, upping our confidence to really own our LinkedIn and our space within the online environment. We'll talk a little bit about behind the scenes and what it takes to build a brand, to make it stand out even when you're not feeling it. And of course, there's going to be confetti and sparkles, giveaways. There's going to be some surprise guests, which is pretty cool. You're like, how are you going to do this all in an hour? Listen, I'm not tied to the clock. So it could be longer than an hour. If you don't have a whole lot, if you have an hour and you got to go, log off, you'll get the recording. But this pop-up experience is really meant to really get you started in boosting your credibility, your visibility, and get you to feel like LinkedIn is like working for you. Because you'll see in my content coming up probably tomorrow, I had a situation today with a strategy session where the woman said that she thought somebody had told her LinkedIn is kind of on the outs because what's happening with them and their LinkedIn presence and their LinkedIn results. And I couldn't have wanted to throw up in my mouth more. LinkedIn is not on the outs. And I can understand why some people would feel that way, because they say it's more saturated than ever. There's more people. There's over a billion people now. Everybody's writing content. That's not even the case. It's not even true. Don't listen to those people. I'm not telling you to listen to me, but I'm going to give you better advice. I'm going to give you my strategy because LinkedIn works for me and everybody I work with. So anywho, I'm celebrating big by doing a pop-up event June 6th. I will put the link below. I'll put the Eventbrite below. Actually, maybe what I'll do is I'll put the LinkedIn event link so you can read a little bit more about it. It's pretty much what I just said. And then I'll put a Stripe LinkedIn so you can pay for it. You don't got to register on Eventbrite. I know it's a pain in the butt. Or you can Venmo me if you know my Venmo. There's going to be, so far I think I have like 20 people that have paid and registered and are ready to go. There's a VIP option too. So that's $100 more, which is comical. Because what I'm doing for that $100 just for the people who pay for this event is doing a LinkedIn audit for you. I'm going on Zoom, recording myself, going through your profile and giving you tips and thoughts and a little bit of design strategy and optimization. And I'll look at your content too and give you some thoughts, and I'll send you that recording. So you have a $500 LinkedIn audit for $100, and you'll show up to this event and you'll get all your questions answered, and it's kind of a no-brainer. So hopefully you're available and you can join me and you can celebrate me. Like I said, there'll be raffles. There'll be some surprise guests. There's going to be a couple big giveaways at the end. I'm looking, it's going to sound crazy, but there's one question that I'm looking for somebody to ask me. And if they ask that question, I will be giving away something ridiculous. I'm not going to tease you to it because it's an expensive item that I'm giving away. So not item, it's a service. This would mean that this person is truly ready to own their awesome on LinkedIn, and I want to reward that person. I'm going to enter everybody into a raffle to get a strategy session with me, which is cool. And then I'm also allowing, which I'm probably only going to do if you show up live to this event or pay for a ticket as if you're showing up live, is you can roll the cost of this event into a service that I offer that I will be sharing on the Zoom call. So, and I'll probably keep that open for a week because that's ridiculous too. I'm just feeling very generous on my Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn 1 year anniversary. So I am inviting you to, of course, celebrate with me, but to really take control of your visibility and your presence on this platform by coming to this pop-up event. So that's how we're going to celebrate. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to see who shows up. I know tickets will be purchased last minute, so I'm keeping it open, I think, till like the hour before, just so I know. But here's the thing I want you to reflect on as I reflect on the 1 year of this book movement, if you will. I mentioned earlier, it's June. You've got 6 months to the end of the year. What is that thing that you could create today or next or soon that in a year from now, you can say it changed the trajectory of my career, of my business, of my life? What is that thing? What is that bold move you have been called to create, to make? That version of you, she's out there. The one that changes lives, gets paid for it, is highly visible, speaking on major stages, maybe even having a bestseller of your own. In 1 year, it can be done. It can be done quicker than that, actually. And I want to show you how to do that. I want to know what that is. I want to encourage you and inspire you to not wait, to just be brave enough to put that person who's already done it, as Marcella said, it's already done. So the person who is out there that is brave enough to say to themselves, it's already done, and then take the movement to do that, I want you to put her in the spotlight, that future version of you. And I, of course, want to help elevate her in all the ways I can. So until next time, thank you for being a part of this book's story and mine, and I look forward to celebrating with you in a few days. Until next time, keep showing up, keep shining the light on your awesome, and as always, keep owning your awesome. Bye.